Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bolalawa. Today is Wednesday, December 20th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is, He Wants You Well. Our text taken from the book of Acts chapter 10 verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Pastor Chris says, it has never been God's will for anyone to be sick or afflicted with diseases and pains. Rather, He wants all men well. Read our opening verse again and notice those the Lord Jesus healed. They were oppressed by the devil, not God. The devil made them sick, but God wanted them well and sent Jesus to heal them. Consider, for example, the man who was possessed by a legion of demons in the region of Gadara. The demons caused him to exhibit violent behavior and live among tombs. But Jesus cast the demons out of him and he was instantly restored to his right mind. In Mark chapter 7 verses 24 to 30 and Matthew chapter 15 verses 21 to 28, we read about the Syrophoenician woman who approached Jesus seeking help for her daughter who was demon possessed. The Bible shows us how the Lord commended her faith and declared her daughter healed of demonic oppression. Furthermore, in Mark chapter 9 verses 14 to 29, Matthew chapter 17 verses 14 to 21, and Luke chapter 9 verses 37 to 43, the Bible shows us how a father brought his son to Jesus, explaining that the boy had been suffering from seizures due to a demon. Jesus rebuked the demon and healed the boy. These and several other examples are proof that God wants people well, vibrant, strong, and free. In fact, in 3 John chapter 1 verse 2, His desire is clearly stated. He says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Think about that. He wants you to prosper. And that refers to material and financial prosperity, and also be in health, which is the physical prosperity or well-being of your body, your health. Then he adds, even as thy soul prospereth, emphasizing that your spiritual prosperity is paramount and your soul only prospers through the Word of God. So stay in God's Word. Meditate on it, and you will always live in health, for God's word is medicine, health for the physical body. My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those that find them, and health to a man's whole body. Hallelujah! Please take this confession with me. I declare that sickness, disease, infirmity, weakness and pain have no place in my body. I walk in perfect health always. For the spirit that raised up Christ from the dead vitalizes energizes and strengthens me through and through. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read Isaiah chapter 33 verse 24, Psalm chapter 103 verses 1 to 3, and Romans chapter 8 verses 10 and 11 from the ESV. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, so stay in God's word, meditate on it, and you'll always live in health. For God's word is medicine, health for the physical body. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like to have a copy of this awesome devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here's PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.